The Thornthwaite Inheritance by Gareth P. Jones. Read by Karen Cass. Act 1. The Truce. Lorelei and Ovid Thornthwaite had been trying to kill each other for so long that neither twin could remember which act of attempted murder came first. Was it Lorelei's cunning scheme to put on a play about the French Revolution, casting Ovid in the role of an aristocrat to be executed using a working guillotine? Or could it have been that long hot summer when Ovid managed to produce an ice lolly containing a small but deadly explosive triggered by the surrounding ice reaching melting point? Whoever had struck first, trying to take each other's life was now simply something the Thornthwaite twins did, in the same way that other brothers and sisters might play together, enjoy watching cartoons or squabble over the remote control. Except that compared to playing, watching cartoons or squabbling, trying to kill your twin is much harder work, not to mention illegal. Which is why, on their 13th birthday, having clocked up over 200 murder attempts between them, Ovid suggested they call a truce. "I no longer want to kill you," he announced, his bottle-green eyes meeting his sister's across the table. Two slices of birthday cake sat in front of them. Neither had been touched. "I have never wanted to kill you," replied Lorelei. "I have only ever acted out of self-defense." Ovid smiled. "Whereas self-preservation has always been my motivation," he said. "And as you were the last one to attack, I propose we call it quits." "I wasn't the last one to attack," stated Lorelei, pushing her straight black hair from her face. "What about the flesh-eating piranha in my bath?" "That was on Sunday. You booby-trapped my bed on Monday." "Oh, I'd been working on that for months. I couldn't let all that planning go to waste."